This is Conor Stannard for Heritage Lincolnshire and the Stories on the Docks project here in the Heritage Centre to record some more stories. It's the 24th of January 2025 and I'm here with an ex-mayor of the town, Jane King. First question, could I ask you to tell us your name and year of birth?
Goodness, it's Jane Hilden King and I was born 2nd of the 10th, 1950.
Could you tell me about your family history in the fishing industry or your links to Grimsby Docks?
Yes, I can actually. I can start really going back to the 1870s. Yes, 1870s. And my family came from Norfolk, Fakenham, and it was during the time of the building of the Grimsby Docks. And obviously a lot of jobs were occurred in Grimsby and people came from all over. And I know a huge delegation of people did come from Norfolk. So my family came, the Hilden family, settled in the East Marsh. And obviously some of them, my grandfather, William Hilden, he started on the docks. And I always remember reading an article about the opening of the docks. And on that particular day, there was a newspaper coverage, I think a Lincolnshire newspaper. And they mentioned that there'd been an accident and a William Hilden had trapped his fingers in some cogs in a machine. And it caused a bit of a stir on that day. So the Hilden name obviously was around at that time, my family name. So that is my sort of first knowledge of the docks. But I do know all the Hilden family. They married into a big family of Smiths. They all came from North Summercoats. My grandmother was a Smith. So of course all the brothers all worked on the docks. They all had an involvement with what was going on in Grimsby, the starting of the new fishing industry.
What were your ambitions whilst you were at school?
Oh goodness, I think my ambitions were a lot higher than the rest of my family. Being the youngest of 7 children, my sisters had worked in different factories. My 2 brothers did work on the docks, and one still does to this day and has his own business, Byron Hilden. But my brothers were both managers at Ross's when Ross's was around. My sisters all worked at Ross Group, brother-in-laws worked at Ross's, everybody in my family went, as I say, worked on the docks. Some were fishermen, my brother-in-laws were fishermen, but I remember my first job, I went for 3 interviews on Grimsby Docks, and on one of them, my brother saw me as I was coming down these metal staircase, and all the men were whistling, and he came up to me and said, "Don't even think about getting a job on there." So you could imagine that put me off a little bit. Anyway, I went for my final interview at Ross Foods and got in, and they said, "Oh, you're one of the Hildens." So our family was pretty well known in the Ross company. And I got offered the job working at Ross Foods and earning £3, I think it's a bit like £3.11 and 6 a week. And I remember going home really excited and saying to my mum, "Yes, Mum, I had my 3 interviews on the docks, but I have got a job at Ross's." And she was over the moon, the fact I was going to work for this big company. And she said, "Which factory?" And I went, "No, Mum, I'm working in the offices." And she said, "Who did I think I was? Working in an office, wasn't factory work good enough for me?" So you could imagine it was a bit difficult for me when my mum, but I never wanted to work in a factory. I did years later, and I did work on the docks in the factory at Ross's. So I have had my share of factory work, but yeah, that was my sort of initial starting with the docks as a young girl, a young 15-year-old.
So what did a typical day of working on the docks look like for you, like a timeline?
Well, I'll tell you what was noticeable, the number of cyclists, because in them days, there wasn't the cars, so everybody went to work, even I went to work on a bike, so yeah, that's one thing that always stands out, but it was the hustle and bustle of the docks, and the lorries, and the fish wagons, and the smell, and seeing the trawlers. I mean, I'm a bit of a trawler freak anyway, it's strange. Yeah, it's the same, my ancestors did go to sea. As I say, one of them had his own fishing smack, actually, called the Ellis, and that was in the 1860s, 1870s, and he came from North Summercoats to fish out of Grimsby. So that connection with the docks has always been there. I just feel like the docks is our family workplace. Everybody in my family worked on the docks.
Could you tell us more about which specific area of the docks you worked on?
Well, I would come in. Sometimes I'd go through Ribie Square, where it was very hectic. with it, very busy road with all the lorries and fish wagons going through. I tended to go over the Humber Bridge, what we call the bridge, going over to Ross Food, and that was on the corner. So the area I was really was at Ross House. I worked for Ross, in Ross House for about 3 weeks, but then got transferred to the Ross Foods office on the corner. So my knowledge was always there. On a lunchtime, going down to the North Wall, seeing all the trawlers parked along, you know, the, and unloading fish and stuff, and it was, well, no, they actually unloaded fish the other side, but I just remember seeing all the trawlers, and it wasn't just two or three, there were three or four abreast, and seeing the men jumping over from trawler to trawler. So my view was the North Wall. I knew the North Wall so well. As I say, we often used to go for lunch just on the North Wall, on the wall itself. So from the office staff, we'd go out there and have a lunch. So yeah, and that's a major part of the docks. But years later, I got to know even more, because obviously my brother had a fish business on the dock. And many a time we'd go down that way, go to the fish house, place where you bought fish from and stuff, you know. So yeah, I've just always known the docks. And just a little bit of interest is, a few years back, I'm talking about 20 odd years back, my husband's family were going to Australia, to Grimsby family, you know, one of the family. And we did some videoing, and I got the most wonderful piece of video as the docks was being cleared. So I've got a super bit of the video, and you can hear the hammering of the new fish market being built in the background. So I've actually got some good photographs and a video of it all. So that's my love of the docks. Everything was photographed, videoing, even 20 odd years ago. So yeah, love the docks. We even went onto the fish market and took a little bit on there. But I say that with the cars coming past, it was difficult to talk because they kept, you know, a lot of noise.
Could I ask you to describe what the atmosphere was like down the dock? So memorable sights and sounds and smells.
Our smell of fish was normal for me. I mean, you imagine living in Corporation Road over the West Marsh, everyday parcels of fish, especially smoked fish, because that's what my father was. He was a traditional smoker, and I'm talking about the old smokehouses where you'd climb up the walls and put rows of fish. And so, and I've been round one or two of the factories where they did smoking, and whenever I see that now, it brings back, and the smell of smoked fish is my father, because my father always smelled to fish. He wore his overalls and always smelled to smoked fish. So yeah, they're the sort of things I think when I go on the dock, the smells that were there. And a lot of people say, yeah, but fish smells awful. But it wasn't. It was part and parcel of our everyday home. I mean, you go in, there's always, every day, there was fresh fish in my house every day, in my mum and dad's house. We had everything from fish cakes to fried fish to smoked fish, you named it. We lived and was brought up on fish. It was a, you know, my dad grew his vegetables, chips from the garden and fish from the dock. So, you know, and plus my father had fish shops. So obviously I had a fish shop in Park Street and one in Kent Street. So there's always that thing about fish in our family anyway. But yeah, that wonderful thing of being on the docks, even now, when I go on, it isn't quite the same. Yeah, that fish smell is literally gone. But I love going on there for meetings and going to the cafe there. And it's and I used to go on the docks quite a lot because I was part of the Fisherman's Mission. And I still am, 25 years working Fisherman's Mission, so I used to go in the main office, dock offices, the meetings. So I was always at the docks for something. I'm one of those unusual women that loved the docks.
How did you first get involved with the Fisherman's Mission?
It was during my mayoral year, because I've always had interest, like, you know, in the fishing industry. And the then chief exec of the dock offices obviously invited me to come as the mayor, which I do, and sat around this lovely big table at the top offices, leather sat. I've never been in an office like it, and this beautiful view of the docks. And I can remember, a super guy, I got on really well, and he just said to me in front of all of the dock office people, "Oh, Jane, we're looking for new members for our Fisherman's Mission. Would you like to join us?" Well, I couldn't really say no. So I said, yes, obviously, because I love the docks. I said, yeah, I'd be proud and honoured to be part of the fishing area, you know, fishing organisation. And within weeks, this very same meeting, I was nominated as the chair. So here I am, the mayor, just been nominated as the chair of the local Fishermen's Mission. And so we did lots of events on the docks. When we used to have the dock open days, I used to go around with the yacht, you know, go all the stalls, and we'd raise money for the docks. And so to me, the docks was just like my life, you know. It's everything I seemed to do was related to the docks. So yeah, I've got lots of memories, and as I say, the dock office has mainly been the one. And as I say, becoming part of the National Fishermen's Mission, I didn't realise I'd have to go to London. And once a year I go to their AGM, which I love doing. So I've got lots of good friends, and there's a new chief exec there now. And what was amazing for me, probably the proudest thing I actually won an award from the National Fishermen's Mission. And I didn't realise when I got this award, it was the highest award you could achieve. And the Stanley Pritchard Award. And I actually got this, you know, lovely gift, and it's a piece of hand-blown glass from the Cornish fishing area, because they've got a lot of artists down there. And they blew this glass with big haddocks in the water, and that is my proud possession. And nobody else has got one like it, but to actually, you know, win that award, the national award, for was blew me away. So all that hard work I'd done over the 20-odd years, That was my payment, which was lovely.
How did you feel, just in general, working in the docks and around the docks?
As I say, it's a proud for me, because knowing that it wasn't just one generation of my family. My family started day one, virtually, from the docks opening. Not many people in this town can actually go back. They can say, yeah, the granddads or great ancestors, but I can go back and say exactly when they did start, and the opening of the docks, and the fact that the name Hilden was in a newspaper, like I said, for cutting, okay, breaking his fingers, whatever he did, in a machine. But I thought even the Hildens were at it then. So to me, yeah, that I can't explain. It's this proud thing of knowing I'm from Grimsby, proud to know that the fishing community, and proud the fact that my family played a major role in it, because all uncles, great uncles, and especially the oldest one, which was my granddad Lee Smith, is the one who came from, like I said, one of the villages, North Summer Coast, with his fishing smack. And to know that my grandfather had a fishing smack called the Alice in Grimsby Docks makes me proud. So to me, Grimsby Docks is my home, and if ever I moved anywhere, I take everything Grimsby with me, because I'm Grimsby through and through.
So could you tell us about a best memory or highlight from the docks, or anything that stands out?
I think, oh yes, there is. There's two joint ones, very similar, and that is when in my deputy mayor's year, and I stood in for the mayor because the mayor was ill, and we had the naming of MHS Grimsby, because Grimsby had come into the port, and I got to meet the captain and the crew, and got invited on board. So I had the most wonderful celebration on board HMS Grimsby. And what was probably the best thing that's happened to me and my husband was, when they were sailing out, the day they were sailing out, they said, would you like to stay on board and go up, and we'll take you up the Humber, but another boat will bring you back in. And we said, oh, the idea of sailing on HMS Grimsby. So we did, we went out, went into the Humber, and it was wonderful. And I took quite a few photographs. We laid the wreaths for the lost fishermen, so that was another thing we did. And we were supposed to come back on a little boat, but we had trouble with this small boat, so HMS Grimsby had to come all the way back into Grimsby, into the port, and drop us off. So to me, I think that's got to be my proudest moment, is being, not just being the mayor, but being there for HMS Grimsby and sailing on her, and the first boat named after Grimsby, which was lovely, you know. And I've got my little souvenirs at home of that as well. And what was amazing was the captain, obviously as he was coming through, he took us through the chart room on HMS Grimsby, and there's this beautiful big chart, and it showed you the route that we'd taken. And he asked one of his officers to take it, you know, to take it off this big bench, copy it, but the original one had to come back up to his office, and it did. And of course, the captain wrote a lovely message for Paul and me, and they gave us this beautiful map. So you can imagine we've got the original chart of HMS Grimsby, first time she came, and we've got the chart on our wall at home. It's huge and we're so proud of it. So it just shows you having the love for Grimsby, having the love for our docks, and HMS Grimsby, what better ship to have come into that harbour than that. So yeah, I think if you cut me through, I'll be Grimsby through and through my body.
Final question I've got for you today, Jane, yes. Is what do you think is important for the younger generation to learn or understand about the docks in the future?
I think really as part of education, we are doing something in the group I'm on at the moment. It's called the Watkins Society, because people don't click, and I don't think people in Grimsby realise Sir Edward Watkin was the person, or one of the people from Manchester, that brought the railway through to Grimsby Docks, that had the brains to build the docks and to build out the Alexandra Dock, the Royal Dock. And I don't think people realise that history. And if you say to somebody in Grimsby's his name, they go, who is he? So at the moment, I'm part of the Watkin Society, so we do a lot of promotion on Watkin and what he did for Grimsby regarding the docks. Because as I say, Grimsby, if it hadn't been the building of the docks, the coming of the railways, docks being built, Grimsby wouldn't be anything. So I think it's important our children learn that how we got the docks, and that was through the railway, because railway was a major part of it, and the actual building and then the companies that invested there, and the fact that the people who are responsible for that docks are the Grimsby people. We've made Grimsby docks what they are today. The workers, the fishermen, the porters, everybody worked on the docks. To me, it's an important part of our history. And I think it's a great way to learn our children that this is where Grimsby came from. And that my biggest wish now is a bit frustrated about nothing's on at the docks at the moment. They've absolutely cleared the land, and it worries me what the future of the docks are. I mean, my love would be to see the wind industry invest more there, to bring more jobs to our town, our children to learn about the docks and its history and the new wind industry. So if I could do anything, I'd wave a magic wand on getting something done on the docks.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
What is lovely is the fact, yes, we've got the docks, and I'm going to pay tribute also to the Grimsby Fishing Heritage Centre, because let's be honest, I mean, this is another way of children learning about our education. I know we do a lot at the Heritage Centre. We bring groups of young children in. So there are children who are learning about our heritage, and I'd like to see that continue, and I'd like a stronger link with the Fishing Heritage Centre and the docks, because I think the two of them work in harmony together. So I would like to see more children learn about it from an early age to where we are. I just thought the only next hope is that something happens on the docks to continue our history.
Thank you very much for your time, Jane.
Thank you.